Hi, folks. Welcome back to That's What I'm Talking About. I am Kelly Marie, your host, and I have taken a few much-needed days off from podcasting, and it's been crazy. I'm talking busy, 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 busy. Almost, it's so busy, I actually can see the world spinning right before me. So I thought I'd come to center and launch our goal day. Today is going out after our lifestyles now, and I wanted to remind everyone that we are in, believe it or not, still winter time. Even though we sprung forward with our clocks and we are now daylight savings here in Southern California, which is wonderful. We have more sunlight and I just think it's wonderful. And I just wanted to remind you, it's still winter. This is still the season of winter. We are at the very end of the tail end, the last week of winter. So the reason I bring that up is we did a winter, or we're in the process of concluding our winter shape up program. And we have 1 week left. So I believe it's next week. Next week, let me double check. I'm pretty sure. Let's see how this works out. Yep. March 18th is the beginning of spring. So we have exactly 6 days. 6 days to finish up our winter shape up. And I can't wait to see how much I shaped up. I did go for a almost 4 mile walk yesterday. I'm about to lace up my shoes today and get out there and hopefully do the same 4 miles again tonight. I want to do that every day, and then I'll jump on that scale and see where I'm at. On Wednesday, it is weigh-in Wednesday. I'm going to get on that scale. Even if it kills me to get on there, I'm just going to jump up there and see what it says. I don't want to freak out when that last day on Monday hits. So I'd rather kind of have it revealed to me on Wednesday. But, so anyway, I hope you guys had a wonderful experience during this winter shape-up time. I don't know, I just sort of let things go. I let it go to farm. It's awful. So, I'm not happy. I am not happy with the excess weight. I went to the beach on Self-Help Saturday with my daughter. And that was another day I took off, which was pretty awesome. I just spent the entire day with my daughter and at Newport Beach, and we just hung out, and it was so pretty. It was sunny, and we were able to wear our bathing suits, and she was like, "Mom, why are you still wearing your sweatpants?" Because I typically still wear my two-piece. And she's like, "Why are you wearing your sweatpants?" And I'm like, yeah, it's a little more than I bargained for over here. And then I went ahead and took a selfie when I was laying down, and I sent it to my fiance. And then because the sun was kind of blinding me a little bit and then I looked at the selfie later on, and I was like shocked how different my physique is versus just one and a half years ago. Oh no, maybe two. What am I thinking? But that's enough about the shape up, but I am looking very forward to getting down to business here during our spring into our new shapes. So looking forward to that, and that will be launched on March 18th, so that's exciting. And then I wanted to bring up seed cycling. Is everybody still on board with that? Are you guys still doing that? No one is really chimed in here. I'd like to hear your results or how things are going. I'd love it if you'd send me a message or leave me a voice message here. or on my YouTube channel. You can always leave me a message and let me know how things are going. You could also email me, and I'd love to hear from you. Let's see, what did I want to talk to you about? Oh, goals. Well, going out after our lifestyles now. I guess I'm just reclaiming that by lacing up my shoes here pretty soon. And school, I think maybe that's why I needed a break. I needed a couple days. I'm not used to being a college student. I only have 3 classes, but they're kicking my butt. And it's just, it's very interesting to be in college at this day and age. Lots of things are happening, and so my head is like, what? I was telling my daughter that I'm in that sandwich season of life where my mom and dad are at a certain age where I go help them, and then I am also helping my daughter because she can't drive yet, so I'm driving her everywhere. Super supportive, of course, and then I want to be supportive of my parents, so it's like, wow. It truly is that sandwich season of life where I'm sandwiched in the middle. I guess I'm the lunch meat. I don't know. Maybe I'm the protein. I'm the protein. Yeah, glue. I'm glue. I'm the protein. I like that. That's a good thought. Well, are you the protein? What's going on with you guys? Mid-century modern folks, or what's going on with the younger folk here that are listening, or the older folks that are listening? What's going on with you guys? Lots of questions to be answered. Well, I want to wish you all a very beautiful week. It is Monday, and it's already March 11th, so we're 11 days in. Sunday is St. Patrick's Day, and I will be definitely making a corned beef meal consisting of cabbage and potatoes and carrots. So delicious. So that will be on Sunday this year. And Natalie is my swimmer, so there's a swim meet coming up over the next couple days. And what else? All kinds of wonderful things are happening. Of course, selling antiques and real estate. I've come up with a couple leads that I get to pursue with real estate. So real estate's looking a lot more promising this year. So that's exciting. And that's definitely on the horizon. That's on the uptick. And I don't know, just thinking about all kinds of stuff. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your Monday. And we used to call it Fun Day Monday. I hope you had a fun day. And I look so forward to talking to you on Thoughtful Tuesday. May God bless you. Because that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.